This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited here to join us on the radio, where you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Here with me, Ian.
And Daryl.
So, Daryl, you have informed me that apparently the government's shut down again.
Yeah, apparently has been for just over 19 hours as of the time that we are going live here.
All right. Well, finally, the government has shut down. Now we don't need to really anymore. We don't have to pay any taxes.
No. No. And there is actually something. I know. It's not really a shutdown. They call it a shutdown, but it's not a shutdown.
Oh, it's one of those things where they, like, close the parks and put up a bunch of barriers and make it look like everything's closed because they're closing the so-called non-essential services.
Yeah.
So basically only like 10% of the government is shut down.
It's actually a little less than that. I think it's closer to 8%.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. The Congress a couple of days ago, I saw the story earlier today, but I can't find it now, had passed some kind of legislation saying that during the shutdown, government employees would still wind up getting their paychecks. Where previously, so you're not getting paid, but then they'd always get back pay whenever came back. So now, You can't do anything, non-essential, stay home, but here's your direct deposit.
All right, so I'd heard this might have been a possibility. I did not read anything about what it was about. It's almost always a budget issue, right?
Where Trump wanted $5 billion for his border wall that he's admitting is actually going to be a fence, that apparently medieval weaponry could wind up defeating. And because I think it was the Senate, failed to include money for that border wall that, remember, 2 years ago he said the Mexicans would pay for.
That's right.
But we need to allocate tax dollars to build it, and then Mexico will reimburse us or something. Like, I still don't understand how he's trying to say that Mexico is going to pay for this thing, that we need tax dollars.
Yeah, I remember his explanation. It was that they were going to tax remittances.
I thought he was going to add tariffs.
No, that wasn't what I had heard. The idea was they were going to tax what are called remittances. For those that aren't familiar with what that is, it's essentially the fancy term for sending money through Western Union and MoneyGram to other countries. So it's not a remittance when you do it within the United States, but it's a remittance when it's outside of the United States.
Yeah, what if somebody just decides to go to Mexico and then leave a stack of $100 bills on the sidewalk and then come back? And right.
Yeah.
So, like, there are ways around this thing.
Sure, sure. Like using Bitcoin, for instance, cryptocurrency, of course, would be a great way around it.
I'm just thinking, if somebody goes to Anarchapulco and happens to give some money to their family down in Mexico.
Anarchapulco is an event. We'll tell you about it later on. But, the odds are most people aren't going to go, if they live in the United States, they don't live right on the border. It's going to be inconvenient to cross through Mexico to leave money in a physical location. So that's why people send through Western Union.
Right. I understand why people send through Western Union, but if the tax is high enough to where it's just cheaper for me to fly to Mexico for a day.
Oh, it won't be that high. I mean, it's only going to be 10% or 15% or something like that. There's a lot of money that gets sent through remittances every single day outside. I mean, Western Union and MoneyGram make big money off of people sending,
families
in the United States. I don't know if our listeners are aware
right.
of this, but there's a, I don't know how many billions of dollars it is every single year, but it's a lot of money that goes. So it probably, honestly, wouldn't take too long to come up with, you know, a bunch of money for a wall. It's just that, like you said, Daryl, what's going to happen is that's going to incentivize people to find other ways to send money.
Right.
And cryptocurrency exists, and cryptocurrency is a way to send money across borders, across, you know, whether it's across town or across the entire planet.
Right.
You can do it for next to zero cost, and there's nothing the government can do to stop it. So it would actually almost kind of be a good thing. I don't support the border wall. I don't support, you know, the government at all existing. But if they did tax remittances, it would actually drive more people to learn about cryptocurrency, I suspect.
In theory.
Well, yeah, because, you know, what is it? Necessity is the mother of invention,
right?
So the invention's already there, but most people don't know it exists. They don't know how useful it is. People
right.
have heard of Bitcoin, but they don't really understand or know what it is. Word would get around, I think. Be like, oh, well, now you got to pay 15% tax just to send 20% or whatever it would end
right.
up being just to send to Mexico.
Right, and if you're sending, say, $5,000, 15% of that, that's a, you know, nice little chunk.
Yeah, now, of course, there is also the cost of acquiring the cryptocurrency, which can range from as cheap as, you know, 1% over its cost to, you know, as much as 5 to maybe even a little bit more. If you go through localbitcoins.com,
right.
you might pay about 5, 6, maybe as much as 10%. So it would depend on how much they were taxing it. Either way, that's
right.
not apparently what's going to happen. So they've come up to an impasse on this. They've shut
yeah,
down the government, so-called.
So the shutdown, as I understand it, officially took effect at midnight. CNN has an article from about an hour ago saying that the Senate adjourned for the day Saturday afternoon without coming to an agreement on a spending bill that would end a partial government shutdown. I'm glad they're calling it partial.
Not, right.
Where previously they've just been, oh, it's a government
shutdown.
No. There's not really anything that shut down. You've had to pay the national park people
yeah.
to go erect fences around open sidewalks in Washington, D.C. That's not a shutdown. That's a ramp up. And
yeah.
there have been things before showing here's how much money it costs to shut down the government.
Mm-hmm.
And it costs more to not have a functioning government for a day than it costs to actually have the thing. But it continues, likely assuring federal closures will continue through Christmas. The developments, and one thing that's interesting is most federal offices are closed tomorrow anyway because it's Sunday.
Right.
Christmas Eve is going to be, you know, like a very light day anyway. Christmas Day is a federal holiday. So the whole
weekend.
Like they were going to have a long weekend anyway. But now, because it's shut down, we've got to go erect fences around open sidewalks.
Well, basically, right now, the Republicans still are in charge of the government until
Correct.
The Democrats take office in, you know, early January. So, apparently, he couldn't get this border wall thing through his own party.
Correct.
Huh.
And the Senate had previously passed one of these, you know, I forget, concurrent resolutions, I think is the term for... All right, here's money for the next 7 weeks, and just sort of kick the can down the road, and the House wound up passing something. No, we got to have money for the border wall. Trump said he would veto anything that didn't have money for the border wall.
Uh-huh, okay.
And so basically, you know, it's some kind of game of
chicken
between the president and the Senate.
And Trump wanted $5 billion, you said?
$5 billion.
That's like barely going to get it started.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I think he knows that as well.
So what's he doing then?
Posturing. Looking good for his base. He's still campaigning.
But now
he's campaigning for 2020 instead of campaigning for 2016.
You're saying he's looking good for his base. Earlier, what is it, this week, last week, he bans bump stocks illegally, apparently.
Yeah, and Republicans ate it up. They're like,
Really? Because I heard a lot of people mad about that.
There are some people that are mad about it.
I mean, the gun
people
should be mad.
But the people that love Donald Trump, he can't do anything wrong.
Really? Okay, that's what I want to hear from. I want to hear from one of those people, because we're going to talk more about the shutdown and all that. But if you're out there and you heard about the bump stock ban, Trump basically just waved a pen and changed the rules to make those illegal. Are you a gun rights person who supports this?
Several gun groups filed lawsuits against this. The NRA sent out donation letters.
Wow. All right, I want to hear from you if you're out there. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, you're going to read word for word what Trump actually said about how to defeat the proposed border wall. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition. Toll free number for you is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here on the radio. Definitely looking for somebody, and I said, you know, phones are open, and if we don't go to calls, it means we don't have any, And so nobody responded to my request. Are you a Trump supporter who also supports the bump stock ban? Because I don't think he was pandering to his base at all by doing that. Now, you say you've seen it online, Daryl, so there must be someone out there. But within the sound of our voice, not a single one of them was willing to pick up their phone and call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I wonder if they're too busy watching the Dollar General Bowl between Buffalo and Troy. That's a college football game.
Probably not. I mean, not everybody's into...
Started 20 minutes ago.
Probably not everybody's into college football, and not everybody's into whatever teams those are. So, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. I'll leave that invitation open. It's open for the whole show. Maybe you're going to hear this later on in delay broadcast. You want to call in tonight if we're still on. We're on from 7 to 10 every single day. Eastern time, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. And we're on throughout the holidays, by the way. I should mention this. Yep. I don't think we've mentioned it a whole lot during the last week. But Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day.
Boxing Day, Kwanzaa.
All of it. We're live every single day. So if you don't get in tonight on that, feel free to call anytime.
Festivus.
Now, Trump has revealed that his wall can be defeated. Even though all the details on the wall are kind of nebulous at the moment...
Right.
Whatever his wall's going to be, he knows how it can be defeated. And
yeah,
you've got it word for word.
I do. And, when I saw this headline, I was surprised to see the dateline on this of July 14th, 2017. So he's, admitted this
while
almost
president.
A year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Article from the Washington Post. President Trump told reporters on Air Force One that his proposed border wall would have to be transparent to prevent Americans from being struck and killed by 60-pound sacks of drugs tossed over from the other side.
Okay.
Trump said, quote, "One of the things with the wall is you need transparency. You have to be able to see through it." In other words, if you can't see through the wall, it... could be a steel wall with openings, but you have to have openings because you have to see what's on the other side of the wall. And I'll give you an example. As horrible as it sounds, when you throw that large sack of drugs over, and if you have people on the other side of the wall who don't see it, they hit you on the head with 60 pounds of stuff. It's over. As crazy as it sounds, you need transparency through the wall. All right. Pause. Fence. He is talking about a fence.
I mean, you've seen those those clear blocks. Those kind of like the people using their construction of their homes.
That's not what he didn't say clear glass. He said steel wall with openings.
He did say steel. Yeah,
that's a fence.
Yeah, that's true.
It might not be a chain link fence, but right. It's a fence nonetheless. He's talking about a fence.
Yeah. Ed is so funny because you have to wonder is he just trolling people with this whole wall thing?
Maybe.
Like, first it's a wall, now it's a fence, now he's admitting the dangers of the war on drugs, that you might get crushed by a 60-pound sack of drugs being flipped over. And that's no joke. They are and have used, I believe, a trebuchet at certain points to actually launch drugs over the border.
So, Washington Post here continues with their...
We'll do that in a moment. Hold that thought.
Their words.
We've got a phone call from Renee on the line in Texas, listening online. Renee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I don't understand why there's such a big deal about the government being shut down over holiday week. Hasn't it been shut down for years, basically?
What?
On holidays, yeah, they close their offices on holidays.
I see what you're saying.
Most government offices are closed on Saturdays and Sundays anyway, but it's one of those things to where, certain people within, I'll say the media might want you to just wind up being, see, this is why we need government. They can't agree on spending, and they're just shutting everything down. And to prove that we're shutting things down, hey, National Park guy that's never actually done anything in D.C., go construct a fence around that sidewalk to keep people from walking down the National Mall because that's technically a national park. And national parks are closed down during a government shutdown. We can't just let people walk down a sidewalk.
Without government, we wouldn't have parks, Daryl.
Aren't people breathing a sigh of relief that the government has been shut down?
If only it actually were shut down, I think a lot of people would be very happy about that. There was actually a survey, I don't think I have it, maybe I put it in my show prep, where Americans say the number one problem in the United States is government. That was a recent poll about that. So, yeah, I think a lot of people would be very, very pleased to discover that the government had actually shut down. Unfortunately, that just doesn't happen. Gallup says, Americans say number one, I've got it here, actually. CNSNews.com reporting December 18th, new survey shows the top problem cited by Americans is government. The second top problem is immigration, followed by unifying the country. So we're going from 19% saying government's a problem, 16% saying immigration's a problem, 8% saying unifying the country is the problem. What about you, Renee? What do you think's the problem?
Well, I still think people breathe a sigh of relief that the government shuts down.
Totally agree. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. If only it were really a real shutdown. And you do have to wonder what it would take for that to actually happen. Because every time this issue happens with this government impasse, this budgetary debate that just goes on for so long, some of it lasts, 24 hours. Sometimes, I think there's been times in the past where it's lasted a couple weeks. They make a big to-do about the shutdown, like you're saying, pull out the pylons, pull out the barriers, shut down the parks, shut down anything that might actually appear to be something that people like.
Right. It's called Washington Monument Syndrome.
Oh, okay.
The Washington Monument being, a pretty famous tourist attraction in D.C.
The big phallic thing, right?
It's something that people like to go see. Mm-hmm. So if we wind up shutting down the things that people like, then they will see how much they need us.
The government. Yeah, they want it. They want these government parks or whatever, as though there wouldn't be parks if the government shut down.
The thing, when local governments wind up, for whatever reason, needing to do budget cuts. We've got to take away a fire truck. We've got to shut down a park. Right. We've got to take away these things that you like. The library's going to be closed 4 days out of the week.
They'll never cut their salary. They'll never cut programs and actually end them or do anything to reduce the size and the scope and so on of the government. Let's continue. Vernon is on the line. He's in New Orleans. Our toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Go ahead, Vernon.
Number one, I don't necessarily think they've done the barricades around the monuments in Washington this time. I could be wrong, though, but I'm pretty sure I read that wasn't going to happen.
Because it's unusual because they've done it every single time.
Yeah,
previously. I agree, and I think they nobody respected it. Everyone would just walk through it. So I think that was number one. Number two, have you heard that a lot of these national parks are actually being funded for several days by these by their friends of the parks? Organizations to keep them going.
Really? They're getting voluntary contributions?
Let's talk about it,
Vernon. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Democrats say President Trump's insistence over a border wall amounts to a temper tantrum. The president, in a tweet, says the country is being threatened by a flood of immigrants.
The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security with a wall or a slat fence or whatever you want to call it. But we need a great barrier.
Lawmakers could be called back into session at any time. But for now, the Senate has adjourned without an agreement to end the partial government shutdown. Democratic Congressman Steny Hoyer tells CNN $5 billion is too much for the wall, and he quoted President Trump's next chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney.
They think the wall is a waste of money, and as a matter of fact, Mick Mulvaney, he said he thought the president's thoughts about the wall were, and I quote, absurd and childish.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. That's right, we're here Christmas weekend, basically. And we'll be throughout the holidays as well. You can always listen live over at freetalklive.com anytime you want, or any day you want. And then you can listen later over on our podcast, which you can download over at feeds.freetalklive.com. There's links to different podcasts that we have there. There's the main one, which has everything that we put out. There's the special filtered ones that, for instance, just have our full show, our full radio show. And then there's the other one that does just the digest, which is a short version, an edited version of the full radio show. It edits down to about 20 or 30 minutes with Riley Blake, who does those. He's a great guy. He's a blind gentleman.
It would be pretty interesting if a deaf guy were doing audio.
Was doing audio editing. It could be done, I guess. It'd probably be a little haphazard, but you could look at the waveform if you were deaf.
You could look at the waveform, but you wouldn't know what was being said.
Oh, I guess you wouldn't.
You wouldn't know if the pause were in the middle of a sentence true. Or the end of a full statement.
That's true. So you can get the just the digest version as well. Go to feeds.freetalklive.com. And if you haven't yet, you ought to go to bitcoin.com to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. It's a great place to go and get started. They've got the bitcoin.com academy there. Super easy to go through the course and learn the basics about crypto. It's a good time for it, considering that we are in the midst of Bitcoin's 10th anniversary. Very, very exciting times for cryptocurrency. The price might be down a little bit compared to what it was a year ago at this time.
Right.
But it's still up compared to the rest of its history prior to basically August of 2017. So it's an amazing technology. And it's not just for remittances, by the way. I mentioned earlier that it could be used for people that want to do a remittance to send money outside of the United States or from whatever country to whatever other country. But it's also useful in real life. I bought some stocking stuffers today over at Route 101 Local Goods here in town, which accepts cryptocurrency in real life. So In that case, I was just sending it to the storekeeper right there in front of me. It's very, very handy. Go to Bitcoin.com. Let's go back to Vernon. We're talking about the government shutdown, the supposed shutdown, which, of course, doesn't actually involve any significant amount of the government. It's a small fraction of it that gets so-called shut down. But, Vernon, you were telling us about apparently some people are ponying up. Friends of certain parks, these organizations that really love a particular park of some sort, they're stepping in. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I heard, I just read an article yesterday about how actually, like, the state of Arizona was going to kick in to cover the maintenance. I think all it is just clean the bathrooms, trash cleanup, and staffing the visitor center. So as long as those three things are funded, then from what I understand, a national park can remain open.
So okay. You're saying it was coming from the state government, or is it coming
just
from
Arizona? No, a lot of this was like the Great Smoky Mountains, for instance. I know they were going to have theirs funded by their friends of the Great Smoky Mountains.
Okay, and so a voluntary association of people who are coming together and giving their own money, consensually to these parks.
Right, exactly. Okay. Well, right. So they usually raise money for the parks, but instead of allowing them just to shut the gate, they're actually funding a minimal amount of staff to be able to keep them open. Because even in the wintertime, a lot of these parks have a lot of stuff closed anyways because of inclement weather, and you can't go up to certain parts of the park, you know. So, I just thought that was interesting that they're actually stepping up this time. And I also thought it was interesting that I completely agree with you that it's absolutely ridiculous that when the government shuts down that they try to maximize the impact on us, those that are forced to pay taxes by closing gates to a road that rides through the middle of a park. You know, I'm not necessarily using their services. Maybe I might stop in and use the outhouse that there's no plumbing to it, though. I mean, they're...
Right.
I mean, you're stopping their visitor center, maybe, but I'm okay to still go to the park without a visitor center being open. It's absolutely ridiculous that they feel like those are essential services in order to keep that kind of a park open.
Yeah, and I found a post on National Park Travelers website, not an official National Park website, but they have a blog post about how some of the national parks are going to at least remain partially open. And they do mention that the Great Smoky Mountains Association has pledged to provide enough funding to staff visitor centers at the Great Smoky Mountains National Park at least through January 1st.
That's how it ought to be all the time. They ought to get rid of the government parks and let people who actually love and care for that land.
Yeah, groups like the Audubon Society.
Or these societies that already exist.
Yeah, the friends of fill-in-the-blank park.
Here in Keene, New Hampshire, they already do it to some extent. They actually allow the interest groups like we're talking about to maintain the parks.
Right.
So you all have private parks in Keene where, like, a private organization actually maintains the park?
Partially.
It's officially city property.
Right.
But there are private groups, the Friends of the Ashuelot River Park.
Yeah.
That is a private nonprofit group.
They raise money.
That raises money to clean up the park, renovate the park, take care of the trails,
put in new plants, flowers, displays, things like that. There's a series of bricks, that are donated in, I think, one or two of the parks where, they get names.
Yeah, they were doing some funding of, hey, we want to raise some money. Anybody that gives at least $50, you can
get
a message printed on a brick.
Yeah. Somebody donated.
So
the bridge in the park?
I'm sorry.
Just saying, somebody donated an entire bridge.
Right.
So there's a portion in this park. It's a river. So
it goes across the river.
Right? And so the bridge has been there ever since I've been here. And there's a plaque on the bridge that says which company it was that
and
donated
the
bridge.
There are some park benches on the other side of the bridge. And it's even engraved, I think, on the front of the bench. Who donated the funds for the thing. And
it's great. It's a beautiful park. I mean, it really is a very, very nice park.
So it could certainly be prettier, but it's not enough.
The quality of the maintenance, the upkeep, is on par with that. Because I will admit that a government park is pretty well cared for, at least where I live. So I was just curious if the privately run park had the same, was the grass usually cut? Was, you know what I mean?
Oh, the grass is always cut.
It's manicured. It's beautiful. There's lots of flowers that they plant in there, and they do a really nice job with it.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a stupid question. Are y'all going to be on through the holidays?
Yes, sir. Every single day,
great,
Vernon.
Thank you.
Thanks for
night.
The call. I appreciate
we'll
it.
We'll be on Festivus, Christmas Eve, New Year's, Christmas
is
Day.
Tomorrow, right?
Festivus is tomorrow.
Okay.
Boxing Day, not observed as a holiday in the U.S., but you know, we might have some Canadian and British
listeners.
What
do they got against boxing?
No, it's about putting things in boxes.
Oh, is that what that is? I had no idea.
Yes.
I didn't know what it was.
Yes.
So, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's continue here. So, yes, the parks ought to be all privately funded. And does that mean that some parks would have an admission fee? Yeah, it probably does. It probably does.
Some of the national parks now have admission fees.
Right.
The Great Smoky Mountains Park doesn't because it's a highway that goes through the mountains.
There's a mountain here that you can pay, you have to pay to climb up certain sides of it. There's one or two paths where you don't have to pay,
right?
But there's some of them where you.
Oh,
do.
You're talking about Mount Washington, where?
Oh no, not Monadnock as well.
Oh, okay.
I thought in this area.
Yeah, Mount Washington up in northern New Hampshire, mm-hmm. in the White Mountains. If you want to drive your car up the road, you've got to pay.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Megan is on the line in South Carolina, listening to WTMA in Charleston. Hello, Megan.
Hi there.
Hey, you're on the air.
Say that one more time.
You are on the radio.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to say that I heard a news report probably about three weeks ago about a Border Patrol agent, a female, who was asking Trump for the slats in the walls instead of a solid wall, that the actual Border Patrol agents were asking for slats so that they could see what was coming and what was being thrown over.
Oh, this was recently, you said?
That was about 3 weeks ago. And,
okay, because the quote from Trump was from over a year ago.
Yeah.
So it sounds like he's already been advocating for a see-through wall, a.k.a. a fence.
Like,
if you have more to say, Megan, if you want to give us your opinion, you're welcome to stand by. We'll continue. It's up to you. The toll-free number here is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Trump saying all you really need is a catapult to get over the wall. We're coming up in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We're here live on this Saturday edition with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. The Free Talk Live Discord is available over at discord.lrn.fm. It's a place where you can find most of the Free Talk Live show hosts. Daryl, you are an exception to that particular rule, but a lot of us during the week, there's different hosts on.
Right.
If you only hear the Saturday show on your local radio station, we've got six other shows that we do per week, and there's other hosts that get involved. So I'm there all the time. In fact, I just announced that we are purging. I've ordered the server to purge all accounts that have not logged in within the last 30 days. I like to keep the user roles fresh. Because every now and then we'll get raided by these kids, basically, that come into the server.
Oh, I thought you were going to say FBI.
No. Well, that happens every now and then, too. In this case, no. It's just a term for, you know, a bunch of people coming in at once and trying to cause trouble. So those people don't tend to come back. So there's no point in leaving their accounts on the server.
Right.
So if you haven't been in the last 30 days, then you're done. But it's easy to create a new account.
Well,
no
let me ask this question, because there is the AMP-only room in the Discord server. Will the amplifiers be exempt from the purge?
No. Anybody who hasn't been in the last 30 days, account gets removed. But it's easy to create a new account. It's no problem. I like the idea of keeping the server roles fresh. I mean, I could purge anybody less than a week, but I figure 30 days is...
Right.
They give you certain options, and that's the longest period of time. So, and the fact is, more than, I think, about approximately two-thirds of our users, because we were getting up towards about 1,000, well, not quite, but we were like 950 users.
Okay.
And it's going to knock out a few hundred of them. So it's going to knock out about a third, just a little over a third, which means the majority of our users come back regularly.
Right.
To check the server, and I think that's actually a pretty big success.
Yes.
It's been, actually, as of early January, it'll be our first year using the Discord server, and people are there every single day. So, you know, you're bored during the holidays, you're looking for something to pass the time while you're, you know, supposed to be with your family, log into our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. There's almost always people in there talking about different topics. There's different rooms, chat rooms, the text kind of chat rooms, and then there's also voice chat that you can do, including calling the show. So there's the top four rooms on the server are the on-air call-in line rooms. So if you want to call in during our live shows, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, every single day, you will sound almost like you're sitting in the studio if you take the time to use Discord. It's free, of course. Go to discord.lrn.fm. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Lady who called dropped off the line, so let's go to Lester. He's on in South Carolina, listening in Columbia, I believe. Lester, you're on Free Talk
Live. That's correct, sir. I am in Columbia.
And you're tuned to WQXL. Go ahead.
That's correct. And I am a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
I am seasoned now, to the point, this is a, it's now a third generation business. I have leadership in place. And it's one of those businesses that, people would not like to see my family have after I pass.
Why? Is it because your family are lackluster slackers? They're not responsible?
No. What I'm saying is they're hard working. They've got it under control, but you know,
well, why wouldn't people want to see them have it after you die?
Well, the inheritance tax is one thing. It's the whole redistribution thing. Back in 2006, when I heard Mr. Obama's name and researched his policies and everything like that, I saw the handwriting on the wall. And I think that Donald Trump is a great patriot. The only patriot that is most like him would be our very first founding fathers.
Okay. Before we go on, though, did I misunderstand what you said? I thought you said that people wouldn't want to see your family have the business after you pass away.
Well, with the inheritance taxes and things like that, that were passed by Mr. Obama.
What does that have to do with what people are thinking or wanting? I'm confused.
Well, I mean the government.
Oh, the government. Okay, I thought you meant like your neighbors, like actual people, because the government is a bunch of automatons.
And I'll be honest with you.
There are some actual people that advocate for inheritance taxes.
There have been some
people that also don't understand exactly, you know, not that I support any of the inheritance taxes, but it's not for small things.
Okay.
It is anything above $5.5 million per individual. So if the thing that you're leaving your child is $4 million, that's not subject to the federal inheritance.
Well, also, and look, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Lester, but it's my understanding a corporation is something that you don't leave necessarily. You leave the corporation because you die, but the corporation continues on as long as your family is
shares in the corporation.
As long as your family's on the board or whatever, as long as they're running the corporation, there shouldn't be a tax on that, should there?
There would be a tax on your shares if the shares are valued at more than what the exemption is.
If there are shares, but there may not be.
But if it's a sole proprietorship, then you're leaving a business to someone, and then, you know, if it's valued at more than $5.6 million and you're leaving it to a single person,
but what if there's no shares?
Be.
Are there shares of every corporation, or is it just like some corporations you can just have boards of directors and they just run the thing, right?
Correct.
So I guess it depends on the setup. All right. So, Lester, I agree with you. The inheritance tax sucks. Is Trump going to get rid of that?
I would hope that he will soon address that. Also, if there are any other contractors listening, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about. The increases to the Davis-Bacon Act that Mr. Obama slipped in with the Labor Department.
What does that do?
It has put the unions at our doorsteps.
Oh, boy.
And in the sense that we pay all of our people a wage that I only wish that I could have made comparatively when I was out there sweating, busting the skin off of my hand.
Yeah.
Hold on. So the Davis-Bacon Act that was passed in 1931?
Well, yeah, but they've been modifying it year to year to year. And there is a fort out here. Fort Jackson's very close. And when you bid work out there to do it and stuff, you have to pay your men wages that are union wages, and also you have to make contributions to their all kinds of other things that come along with that.
That's because it's a government facility?
Sir, it puts them right in your office.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you right up front that, you know, these figures in the manual, it tells you in the first few paragraphs, these figures represent union wages.
So But that's a government-run facility, right? You're bidding on a government contract, basically.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, the Davis-Bacon Act requires contractors and subcontractors for federally funded contracts to pay a, quote, prevailing wage.
Mm.
Well, that's what they call a prevailing wage, but the prevailing wage, I only wish, you know, actually, no, I don't wish. I'm glad that we pay our men what we pay them. We pay our men on the average about $20-something an hour.
Not bad.
Not bad, is it? You go out there, you're going to have to pay them $37 an hour.
Mm. Well, I mean, you're getting it from the government, right? So, like, it doesn't really matter.
But now here's my point, though. When you get done with this project, this fellow has a misconception of his self-worth.
It gives them an entitlement mentality, is what you're saying.
Well, what I'm saying is it gives them a misconception of their worth in the real market. And you lose good men. There are a lot of contractors that will not come close to this work out here for that reason.
Do you? Do you bother with it?
No, sir.
Good for you.
No, sir. Not at all. The other thing is all the other regulations that particular act brings in.
Oh, I bet it's crushing.
The bookkeeping. Oh, it is crushing.
Yeah, yeah.
And
is Trump
going to
abolish that?
Probably not.
Probably not.
I did have chance to be at the table with our state treasurer, Mr. Loftus, one night. And informed him of this, and he could not believe what he was hearing.
And he didn't know about all the requirements, you mean?
No. Most people don't unless you are
unless
a contractor,
yeah.
a contractor, somebody close enough to you that you're going to actually listen to has mentioned it. But the real point is...
Yeah, I know you wanted to make a point about the wall, and I imagine you're going to roll this into that. So stand by, Lester. We're going to bring you back. If you got time, stand by. We're coming back to you in hour number two. Just patiently wait through the news, and we will return with more of Lester and your calls and thoughts. Welcome as well. 855-450, free like freedom, free talk live.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.